Hail to the myrtle shade, all hail to the nymphs of the field. Kings will not here invade, though virtue all freedom yields. Beauty here opens her arms to soften the languishing mind, and Phyllis unlocks her charms. Ah, Phyllis, so fair and unkind. Phyllis, the soul of love, the joy of the neighboring swains. Phyllis, that crowns the grove and does guide the flowing plains. Phyllis, who ne'er had skill to paint or to patch or be fine, yet Phyllis whole eyes can kill, that nature hath made divine. Phyllis' whole charming tongue makes labor and pain delight. Phyllis, that makes the day long and shortens the livelong night. Phyllis' whole lips, like May, still laughs on those sweets they bring. Oh, love never knew decay, but thence flows eternal spring. Her eyes like stars appear, from her angel face they shine, as Phoebus in his sphere, they dazzle this soul of mine. Whilst rosy cheeks are spread with fragrant and rich perfume, there Cupid makes his bed, where choice pleasures ever bloom. And pleasant nectar sips, oh, where joys forever grow. Eke from her coral lips, enclosing pearls as white as snow. So ravishing and fair, no mortal yet viewed, transports beyond compare, which Caesar would have subdued. And force from him his arms, while he his great conquest yields, and bows to Phyllis' charms, triumphs of his conquered fields. Laying his greatness down, even at her virgin's feet, in Rome's imperial crown, my bright Phyllis love to meet. Of Alexander, whom the proud eastern world obeyed, might here have sought a room, and in his conquest laid. What joy seized when by the spring I first beheld her face, such as might angels bring to the dying saints apace. I lowly bowed to earth and kissed the humble ground, telling her of my birth, I and of my fatal wound. She smiled upon me then, and sighing, alas, poor swain, so smiled and sighed again, and straight bid me not complain. Then in her ivory arms she raised me softly, crying, alas, what can my charms so powerful prove in trying? My Duranus to destroy, then I leaning on her breast, and while she called me joy, I with trembling lips them met. At which she laid her down amongst the lilies fair, and ere my love did crown with joys far beyond compare, such heavenly transports none upon earth could ever yield, except Phyllis.